Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 1, 1806. Progress in the rain. It is raining again today, but Lewis and party forge on. He writes,
"The rain still continuing. I set out early as usual and proceeded at a good rate. At 9 a.m. we saw a large brown bear swimming from an island to the main shore. We pursued him as he landed. Drewyer and myself shot and killed him. We took him on board the pirogue and continued our route. At 11 a.m. we passed the entrance of Musselshell River. In the evening we arrived at a bottom on the southwest side where there were several spacious Indian lodges built of sticks and an excellent landing. As the rain continued with but little intermission, and appearances seemed unfavorable to its becoming fair shortly, I determined to halt at this place, at least for this evening, and endeavor to dry my skins of the bighorns, which had every appearance of spoiling. An event which I would not should happen on any consideration, as we have now passed the country in which they are found, and I therefore could not supply the deficiency were I to lose these I have. I halted at this place, being about 15 miles below Musselshell River. A white bear came within 50 paces of our camp before we perceived it. It stood erect on its hinder feet and looked at us with much apparent unconcern. We seized our guns, which are always by us, and several of us fired at it and killed it. It was a female in fine order. We fleeced it and extracted several gallons of oil. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 1, 1806.
This camp was in either Petroleum or Phillips County, some 2 or 3 miles below the camp of May 19, 1805, just above what was later called Horseshoe Point. The area is now inundated by Fort Peck Reservoir. Lewis and party remained here until August 3. Now, for Captain Clark's adventures.
We set out early as usual. The wind was high and ahead, which caused the water to be a little rough and delayed us very much. We had showers of rain repeatedly all day at the intermission of only a few minutes between them. My situation is a very disagreeable one. The country through which we passed is in every respect like that through which I passed yesterday. At 2 p.m. I was obliged to let the buffalo cross over, notwithstanding an island of half a mile in width over which this gang of buffalo had to pass, and the channel of the river on each side nearly one half of a mile in width. This gang of buffalo was entirely across and as thick as they could swim. The channel on the side of the island that went into the river was crowded with those animals for half an hour. Encamped on an island close to the larboard shore, two gangs of buffalo crossed a little below us, as numerous as the first. Captain William Clark, August 1, 1806.
The island on which Clark camped is in Dawson County, a mile above present-day Glendive. Tomorrow, mosquitoes and grizzlies attack.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.